Give me a fucking little joint of Rooney.
Yeah, we're good. All right.
Check.
Watch the Pepto-Bismol.
I got the fucked up crinkly mic cord, but I'm going to do it like a professional.
You mean the one Adam broke.
Could you drop the volume like a little bit?
Nah, fuck that. Yeah, make it louder.
Yeah, loud it up.
They're hanging out at a bar.
Yeah, you guys are getting the experience. How do I sound in your guys' cans?
You sound good.
Can you turn my cans up?
All right. You sound great.
Thanks,
Charles. How's that
good?
I don't think I need to make the difference at all. Oh, shit.
Whoa, that's too much.
Too loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, better. Are we sharing the same earphones?
I think.
No, dude. I just cranked them all because I don't know where.
Okay. Yeah. I'm feeling good. Okay. I love you. I'm feeling good and my dick is hard.
You want to hit record?
It's already going.
Oh, okay.
No, nice. Listen, you've used every part of the buffalo.
Yeah.
I got you.
This
you
is a Native saying? American yeah. podcast.
So,
hi, yo.
For all of you who have been following the plot line of us being in the cabin, it's taken a turn for the worse, I suppose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell the people what happened.
Eldest died trying to get marshmallows.
That's what he says.
Eldest disappeared.
He was lured into a gay sex den.
We've reached the now we need guests to get through an hour portion of the show.
Yeah.
We got the crew up
we've
here.
We've always been in that position, though. Yeah, we got, damn. This fucking, you had to break the mic cord, didn't you?
I didn't break the mic cord. Just
it's all right. I know what I'm doing. I see. See how I'm handling it? Like a fucking gentleman with a hard-ass dick.
Okay.
I'll keep my Whatever.
Maybe switch chords with Adam.
Yeah, it's only right.
Yeah.
It's only right that you use the shitty one. I don't give a fuck actually. We got our boy Ian, Little Dick Fidance in the building.
What's up?
Opposite day.
It's actually not. It's the same. It's real day.
It's a real day.
It's real day. It's not opposite day.
Yeah.
And that's about the size your dick is. But nice try, Chief. Damn.
Hi, Yahoo.
Nice, dude.
What?
I see what you guys got going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Made a nice little dent.
I saw
Ian's,
some of that.
Ian's ass.
Ooh. Ian's got pajamas on.
You do look awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, you're wearing like a...
Ian came to the slumber party with a whole costume switch.
Yeah.
Yep. He's here for like 18 hours.
Uh-huh.
And he came
and
in.
And I brought pajamas and a robe.
He brought pajamas and a robe.
And I am at comfort level infinity and beyond.
Yeah, we got Eldis in the kitchen making
Our
us
bitch
a chili.
Is cooking in the kitchen.
We've got the Albanian in the kitchen making a chili. We've got our...
We have my dog.
We have your dog.
We've got some fun.
Will's just watching basketball.
Yeah. I beat Will in
and
Battleship.
That's right.
Earlier.
it's a real tile. You could tell. They did rock, paper, scissors. It was either an intellectual debate or Battleship for who gets to be on
Adam plays
show.
And he blows up the Liberty and then says, you're not allowed to play the rest of the game. Would you do that, Adam? That's how you play the game?
No, I wouldn't do that. Actually, I would play and then I would close my, Battleship laptop little thing and say that I'm not into war.
Mm-hmm. You're a pacifist.
I'm a pacifist.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know what I'd say? What?
Here we go. Hold on.
You gotta turn the volume on.
That was a Deuce Bigelow male gigolo.
Go ahead, Ian. Try it again.
Do it again, yeah.
All right, Adam, hold on. Say you're a pacifist.
Say what you were going to say.
I'm a pacifist.
Wait, where is it working?
All right, I'm a pacifist.
Right, one second. Hold on.
Ready?
Hold on. Ready?
Wait, you're what,
okay,
Adam?
Okay, what are you, Adam?
I'm a pacifist.
That's a huge bitch. You gotta turn it up again.
Yeah,
it's the volume's all the way up on it.
Try it again.
Okay, one more time, Adam.
The volume's all the way up.
It is.
Okay, wait. Apropos of nothing, you're what?
I'm a pacifist.
I'm a huge bitch. There we go. Close enough.
Wait, did you pull a...
seventh, eighth times the charm,
nice,
brother.
Nice, dude.
He's just doing it off a YouTube link.
Yeah, I was doing it off of YouTube. Also, if we get bored later, I brought Marlboro playing cards.
Nice, dude.
Nice.
And I brought this book that maybe we could have some fun with. It's called Italian without words.
Oh my God!
We can have fun with that.
He's actually you treat this like it's a Tonight Show. You
yeah. Look at that. Look at that guy.
He's like, this is a boa constrictor named Larry.
Hey, you know what I say?
Oof! I just let a fart out. It's brutal.
You're nuts.
Look at that.
That's awesome.
You're nuts.
And you couldn't smell. You like shit yourself earlier, and I couldn't smell it.
I didn't shit myself.
Well, he made it seem as such.
It smelled bad.
I was worried I had COVID because I couldn't smell
no,
it.
No. It just smelled bad.
But I could smell the pork roast.
Why did I make it seem as such?
I don't know. You said it was terrible.
Oh, I thought you were saying no, he that said I made up a rumor that soft shit himself.
I've been letting him rip, and I've been afraid I will have been found out. So I've been getting up and leaving to fart.
Did the president shit himself meeting with the Pope or no?
A couple months ago, yes.
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Back in late October.
In early November.
Imagine your job at the CIA is to control the media campaign. To prevent people from finding out.
From knowing that, yeah.
And you're like, I want the Secret Service is to change Biden's diaper. Mm. Shit diaper.
Honestly, if they have a heart attack gun, that's proven.
What?
Yeah, the heart attack gun's real. So they have to have a shit-yourself gun.
They absolutely have a shit-yourself
gun. Well, that's
gun.
What that brown note was, right?
They the frequency the brown that noise.
Makes you shit yourself. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
The brown sound.
Imagine every morning... You get in a squat.
Honestly,
play that. Your the shit yourself. Evacuated.
The shit yourself gun should be like a children's toy.
Yeah,
that would be better than laser
for
tag
constipated kids. Too?
Yeah, Nerf.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Why do you both look at me?
I need you to pick up the slack. I got a fucked up mic.
Okay.
Okay. So you know TERFs?
Yeah.
What does Nerf stand for?
No. It doesn't stand for that.
Is that what Nerf guns stand for?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
Women should be able to do whatever they want except talk in movie theaters. And that's a Nerf.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
So,
Ian, why is your finger? What's your finger hovering over there? You got something else?
You got another Deuce Bigelow clip?
No. I was just to Nick's point about people talking, I went and saw the movie Titan in theaters. And it was in a part of town where, you know, it was like Mystery Science Theater 3000 for people who can't read. And
What are you talking about? What do you mean the can't read part?
This person yelled something out, and then this.
But it's
other
a French movie with subtitles. They can clearly read.
No, not these.
You saw a French movie in a black theater.
Yes, at the Magic Johnson Theater.
So, in your attempt to not be racist and say black people, you claimed that all black people can't read.
Those are your words, Chief.
That's what you said.
I didn't say that.
You said Mystery Science Theater for people who can't read.
He wasn't talking about black people. He was talking about babies. He went to an infant's theater.
And this woman got up in the front row, and some guy was like,
bitch. What? Mm. What
he called her a bitch.
That's a huge bitch.
There you go, Ian.
That's what the guy said.
He did that.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome, man. That's what he said?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I also couldn't believe I recorded it.
That's crazy. That's such a good stroke of good luck for our show.
I know. Mm-hmm. Man.
And I have something, actually, you can stroke as well.
What's that?
Like, I'll tell you after the show.
Why don't you show me?
I will. I will absolutely show you.
Show me on the stove where you want me to touch you.
You should make dolls to sell.
Yeah.
Of myself?
Yeah, you should have dolls.
Stop
yeah,
be dolls. Good.
Okay.
And you pull the cord and it says a stop phrase.
That's you can cool. squeeze them.
Yeah, that's like good.
Like a stress reliever.
And it laughs. And it's just, hell yeah, dude. Yeah. There's like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
Stav Armstrong.
How much the overhead cost might be hard on a doll?
Yeah. It's not like a t-shirt.
It's not a t-shirt. It's not a calendar.
Well, we gotta take a trip over to Beijing, meet with the manufacturers and stuff.
Manufacturers of the fucking
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to take a shot of Pepto.
What is it called? Beijing. You can call it like yellow Jing.
Well, they're beige.
Oh,
they're
beige. It's Beijing.
Yeah, why don't you take that for a walk a little bit? What happens there?
Say we go somewhere else.
What happens in Beijing, Ian? Or is it?
They're slaves of love today. Okay.
So,
I do have Gas-X if you need it.
I don't want Gas-X. I want Pepto.
That's not Pepto. That's Top Care. Eldest bought the fucking generic shit.
Yeah, dude, he's on a budget. Look at him, dude. They were out of Pepto, you say? All right, fuck
dude, it. Dude, Eldis and I had the best drive up, dude.
What happened on
multiple it? Pissings on the side of the road.
It's a 2.5-hour drive.
Yeah, that seems completely unnecessary.
Well, I have the world's tiny worst bladder over there.
That was you, Eldis?
Yep.
Yeah.
dude.
I kept offering to check out his prostate. He said no.
So Ian and I, you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, in the house, there's a lot of testosterone, you know, with, especially with me and Nick and Stop, you know. Yeah. We're always
yeah,
firing.
With me and Nick, there is a lot of testosterone.
We're always firing shots at each other, and it's equal. We all fire an equal amount of shots. And, you know, it's not, you know, whatever.
Of
That's
course.
Just our dynamic.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. But when Ian got here, I was like, oh, another soft boy is here. Right. So I said, you want to come?
Soft boy?
He's not soft. He's just gay.
You got the wrong boy.
Isn't that what... Whatever.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I meant that in a...
I mean,
fuck
remember,
him up, Ian. Fuck him up.
Do you remember when I walked in, I looked at Adam, and I was like...
Somewhere else. That's a
huge bitch. Oh, my God.
Come on, dude. Anyway, I'm trying to tell a story.
God damn, Ian.
I'm trying to
You don't even have a sound bite. You have a YouTube video you keep buffering back over the
yeah,
part.
He's,
I know. That's the
He's scrubbed...
No, that's the bit.
Bit.
Yeah.
That's the bit.
He's scrubbing over a cam rip of Deuce Bigelow.
That's all right.
Anyway, okay. So
what are you guys up to?
I meant like, I was like, Ian, you want to come walk the dog with me?
Mm-hmm.
So we were having, as we tend to, the, you know, the gayest conversation
of course.
With each other.
Yes.
We were talking about how nice it was to be in nature and to be out of the city.
It's cute. It is nice.
What were we saying, Ian? We were saying like...
It was just such a moment of like, dude, look at all this beauty. Everything mm-hmm. is, I mean, like, look at these rolling hills. And it's so nice just to hear these sounds. You're not in the city.
Okay.
It's so nice to be out here and
just
then
experience
what nature.
And I think Ian was saying, like, if you look at these houses, and you look at the way, like, people live out here, there are so many people in this country that live exactly like that. Maybe we're more similar than we realize.
Wow.
You know?
That's mm-hmm. such an interesting
Which
perspective.
Which I thought was a really interesting
He was wearing
point.
Pajamas, too.
Yeah, he was wearing a smoking jacket.
And I was twirling my robe belt around.
Yeah. And he was skipping. So anyway, all of a sudden my dog just like convulses and then just dives her head into like a pile of leaves. And then she pulls out this. She has this thing in her mouth, this like long
black
like thing. I was like, why are you eating that? And I was like trying to get it out of her mouth.
And he got all this black shit all over his hand.
I got all this black shit all over my hand. And then like. Basically, a carcass falls out.
What?
It was and, a snake.
Yeah.
It was a dead
she ate
snake.
A dead snake.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Right, yeah.
I know.
As we were in the middle of having that conversation.
Yeah, that's just like what happens on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's a fucking retard.
Yeah.
That really... I feel like that actually did bail me out of the story.
It did, but it's not the right thing. Like it's
I
not.
I know that's what makes it. Fine.
It's stop pretending you're some Andy Kaufman level genius.
I am.
You're not some asshole like trying his best with some sound cues.
That was perfect, dude. That was perfect. That was fucking perfect.
Oh fuck. Well, that's awesome,
it was
man.
Gross, dude. It's just a gross black snake carcass. Little.
Yeah. So I pulled. It was like a sleeve was coming off of it, and it was the skin of the snake. She had still had the carcass in her mouth.
Yeah.
And then I had to wrestle the carcass out of her mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
I think I got most of it. She ate some of it.
She did.
But, wow. Yeah.
No, he doesn't have to pay for dog food tonight.
That's right.
Save $5 on it.
So it's a happy story.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good
story. I was hoping, honestly, you kind of built it up a little too much.
Yeah.
You
were
like,
a bad
dude,
story.
Just you wait till we get, me and Ian can tell this story on the pod.
Honestly, I should have just walked in and told you guys what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you guys, like.
But it is true. At least.
Can you fucking hold your. Hold it near the.
Yeah,
your
hold
mouth.
It near your mouth, dude.
You're so amped to do these sound cues, you're not even talking on mic.
Good. Sorry. Yep, there's ads.
Huh?
Okay, hold on. But yeah, Nick, I mean, you are right. At least Adam gets to save on dog food.
Oh, my God.
He's playing it. You got another time. Well, that's where you would do the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's awesome, Ian. At what point are you kind of getting across? With that musical cue?
What? It was just my YouTube playlist. That's what came up after Kirby Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us more about the pajamas? Where are they from?
Tell us about the jammies.
Oh, also, Stav, what you missed was we were outside admiring nature, looking at the stars, trying to figure out where the North Star was, what planet that is. And young Adam was like, hey, guys, what are those streaks in the sky? And as we're trying to figure that out, we all witnessed a shooting star.
Oh, that's cute.
No,
I saw
that
a shooting
nice.
Star.
That's I thought you meant the cloud aspect. Star.
It was beautiful.
I saw some cows earlier today.
That's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm.
Talking about things we saw.
I'm sad I missed the shooting star because I was shooting my nuts off.
No, you were sitting in that chair on Elvis. Your cell phone. We just saw your big
you're
head
DMing
in the
DMing girls and calling Elvis. No,
this is like the inverse of being like, I went to New York and I saw Elmo in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There was a coyote and a shooting star.
Yeah.
Ian, what did you wish for when you saw the shooting star?
Just so we can all be friends forever.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a fucking wasted wish.
Yeah.
What? You just said it out loud.
Yeah, you
fuck,
can't.
You're
say
right.
A wish.
Good thing I knew it and I didn't say the real wish. You'll never get out of me.
That's awesome.
You told me the real wish.
Adam, stop.
You don't have any secrets, Ian.
No, Adam. Shh. Adam, stop.
Ian?
Yeah, Ian doesn't have any secrets.
Do you think you have any secrets left?
You're only as sick as your secrets.
Oh, is it AA thing?
So I don't keep the secrets.
That's awesome. I mean, why?
Is that one of the AA rules?
Yes.
How does that keep you sober?
Like, if I drank and didn't tell anyone, and I was
lying.
Or yeah. You're like, you know.
So you have to say everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sucking guys off without telling your wife.
Certainly I have secrets. It's called boundaries.
You do have secrets?
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries is the bar he hangs out at.
This is a good-ass episode.
Mm-hmm. It's always a good time when Ian's here.
It's always a good time. I believe our one of our most popular guests.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very fun to be here, and I appreciate everyone being nice and kind and saying hello and coming to shows. It's very nice.
That's cute, man.
Yeah.
That's a good that's a good experience.
And yeah. I get feedback that my homosexuality has helped other...
That's huge.
Young homosexuals.
Oh, man.
It feels nice.
That's awesome, actually.
You've had,
dude.
Like, it gets better moments.
Mm-hmm.
That's wow. Cool. Someone looking at your life and being like, maybe one day, that's how I can be.
Hey, man.
That's so mean.
I mean, it's the same. I'm just saying, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Fat motherfuckers say that to me, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
When they say, one day I'll get pussy like you?
They're just like, dude, thank you. Which I actually think is hilarious. I'd never meant that, but I like it as a positive side effect. Ian is doing a lot.
To make people feel better about themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah,
nice. The work you're doing,
mm-hmm.
talking about sucking cock in eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
it's more important than what I'm doing.
It was fifth grade, though, right?
Fifth grade.
No, it was no dry humping.
He said it was dry humping.
Dry humping. Figuring it out, just doing a couple rough drafts.
But he showed us the guy, and he's pretty good looking.
Hot. And he showed us his cock, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have pictures of a fifth grader's dick on your phone.
No. It's his.
No, they've kept it
years
touch.
Later.
Oh, they're pen pals.
They call each other by their name.
That is true. Oh, man.
So how did you want to tell your book fair story?
I mean, I know I'm not unique in it.
Oh.
I know other people have.
Having gay sex at the book fair? Most people don't even buy books at the book fair.
Dude.
Yeah, we just use it as a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, the book fair.
Dude, the book fair pissed me off when it was a fucking picture from a movie, and then you would open the book, and it would just still be a gay ass book.
Wait, you thought inside of the book was
I don't know what I was expecting.
You thought there was going to be the movie was going to play?
I don't know what I was expecting, dude, but I was pissed off. They should have had like more pictures or something.
Mm.
There wasn't even like a picture. There would be like maybe three pictures in the middle from the movie.
Mm.
It should have had more pictures through it, even if it's still the fucking book.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I don't think that's a ridiculous point of view, in fact.
No, I just now I understand.
What I thought you were like wanting like a pop up movie.
Yeah, that would have been sick too if it was one of those flip books and you just went and it was the whole movie. That'd be fucking awesome.
Thick ass book.
It would be a thick ass book. like that wasn't disappointing.
What?
Like I'm the asshole for thinking that.
No.
Thank you.
No, you're.
Did you ball out on book day?
No, not really.
When they set the library up with those scholastic books.
No, dude.
But that was always a hustle where you'd have to send your mom to work to sell your shit for
But then you'd get all your family members their Christmas gifts for the year. You'd get like your grandfather, like world's best grandfather pencil, and you're like, my job is done here.
Yep. I don't think I got I think my grandparents were in Greece or dead. Mm-hmm. So they didn't get shit.
Yeah, my grandparents too.
I remember I got my dad tools from like the
from the book fair?
No, there was like they would do like a Secret Santa workshop at John Rura where it was like little kids would spend. It was just like a place for you to buy gifts for your family. And I see you over there getting a fucking clip together.
You don't know what I'm doing. Just tell your little story. Come on. Let's hear about your barter system for tools.
But yeah, I was just like,
your barter system and also Cushy Dreams.
Oh, shit. Should we chief some Cushy Dreams?
Where's
right
the
now?
Copy?
In your mind.
Yeah, dude. This is where you've been training for.
Pass me the copy.
This is what you've been training for.
But okay.
This is what you've been training for. It's been months.
Just pass me the copy.
I think it's under Battleship. Anyways, it's a website you can go to.
Here, hold on, Nick. You should do this over, like, music.
Okay.
That'll, like, set the mood for, like, Cushy Dreams.
No, because then
maybe they didn't license the music for their ad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We don't want to get them sued.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Chill. Cushy Dreams is really good. I like to smoke, then eat some food.
All right.
Hang out with my friends all day.
Let him go.
Adam's on the mic, and he's really gay. I got copy right here, and it's right here.
Keep going.
Stop's my friend, but he is a queer.
Yep.
I'm sitting here with Nick at the table. That's right, he's mentally unstable.
Yeah, nice.
Down. Good. Elvis in the kitchen, he's frowned. Turn your frown upside down. Sometimes he can't rap well. Kick it.
That's awesome.
Cushy Dreams.
I mean, truth be told, that's better than anything I've ever done on this show.
Yeah, no. Nice round of applause for Ian.
Did you write that, or that's you? That's off the dome.
I mean, look, man. It's off the dome.
That's
dog.
Straight off the dome.
He's right. Off the dome.
Did I ever tell you that story about doing some show at the Crown? You know how we turn into a karaoke bar afterwards?
Yeah. Yep.
And that black guy and those two fat black ladies that came in after the show to do karaoke, and the black dude did, it was like Money for Nothing. He did a freestyle rap about drunk driving.
Sick.
Yeah. It's like, who taught the kids to drink and drive? You know, and I'm like, I was drunk out of my mind. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And then like 30 minutes later, no one's doing karaoke. He just goes back up again, does the same thing.
Over Money
the same,
for Nothing.
He had written this drunk driving song.
Do you remember any of the lyrics?
No.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's sick.
The only other thing I remember about that guy was he was the same guy that came up outside. There's people standing outside, and he's like, how you doing? I'm on them perks. I'm on them deans. I will not ask for money, but I will take a cigarette.
Just letting you know it could have been worse.
Mm-hmm. All right, turn that off.
All right, cool. Cushy Dreams offers a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. They specialize in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, a.k.a. bud, and pre-roll CBD joints. So join the group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies.
I'm so tired of that shit.
Me too.
I hate vapes. I hate gummies.
Same.
I love smoking my fucking CBD.
Yes. The group of adults who are tired of vapes and gummies and want to smoke their CBD.
Smoke it.
So it looks like high-quality marijuana, it feels like high-quality marijuana, and it tastes like high-quality pussy.
Oh, what? Seriously?
Yes.
Did they make a new edition?
They changed it.
Now, recently. Is Cushy Dreams sober?
Yeah.
It's CBD.
So I could snort Cushy Dreams and be sober.
No, you would fall off the way.
Yeah, you would fall off.
You relapsed on hand sanitizer.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, you're right.
You know, you can't do
Cushy. No, I didn't relapse on hand sanitizer, dickhead. Hand sanitizer was a... last thing I drank.
You can't even you can't even brush your teeth without going on a bench.
Yeah.
I haven't brushed my teeth in 6 years.
Scope, you can't.
One day at a time.
You can't do scope.
Uh-uh. I used to do that. That was it.
Mouthwash?
Woo,
so
yeah.
So did Stephen King.
Good company.
I don't understand that part. We mentioned that, but I don't understand why he would. He's a millionaire.
Yeah, he was doing Robitussin also.
Because it's mental gymnastics. You convince yourself, well, I'm not really drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would put it in my mouth and walk in my room and go, well, I can't spit this out. I'm in my room. And I drink it and just do that like 12 times.
That never stopped you with cum.
Yeah, because it's not a sin to drink cum. It's encouraged by our Heavenly Father.
Sucking on my fucking penis. Oh, yeah, cushy dreams.
Yeah.
The CBD content is up to 20%, which is some of the highest in the game. The attention to detail is noticeable in every beautiful flower. Smoking CBD is the most efficient and quickest way to deliver CBD to your system. Well, actually, that's not true. Boofing it.
You can boof it up your ass.
You can boof it, actually.
And that's what we've been doing. We've been boofing it up our asses.
Yeah, we've been doing grav bongs in our asses. Been boofing. We've been boofing.
We put a roar up our ass.
A roar, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know why you guys are doing that? Because girls just want to have fun.
Okay, all right.
You can't play a song and then say the fucking title. How are you explaining your fucking sound cues? In the morning
light, my mother said, when you go to live your life. All right, do a freestyle rap to this.
Yeah, go.
Do another freestyle. It's not a sin to drink cum.
Yeah.
It's not a sin to drink cum.
Yeah,
here
it
comes.
Here's your verse.
Woke up, went to the book fair, and who do I see but him standing there? And we go, we look at the books, we have fun. I went and drank Marty's cum.
Yeah.
I went and
drank Marty's cum.
Behind the shed at the track of the grade school, we helped it up, and then they blew a hang out later. Then I felt sick to my stomach, and I didn't do it for 2 more years.
Oh, wow. Do you think maybe you just, that's what you get off on, is the humiliation?
Ooh, interesting.
No.
Totally
not.
So it never feels freeing. It's just like I'm disgusted with myself. And
Nick's one.
Wait, what do you mean?
No, don't let him.
Nick's doing a little checkup.
No, I'm just checking in on you.
And yeah, he's wondering.
Nick's doing a little reconnaissance.
A little research for his next loop.
Nick's doing a little
next life move.
I've got opera binoculars.
Yeah.
Because multiple times the conversation moved elsewhere, and then Nick would go, let's go back to the book fair.
Yeah. He loves books.
Nick's going to start loving books. Like reading. Yeah.
Nick's going to start inviting you over to look at his library. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been purchasing thousands of books
from the Scholastic Book
Fair. I've been going to Scholastic Book Fair and getting sucked off by the fucking drama teacher in these elementary schools.
Yeah, Ian, I have all the goosebumps if you're interested. You want to come over and check out my goosebumps? Grown in California and Oregon,
stop the music.
Yeah, they're going to get
sued. We
got
to do advertising.
Grown in California and Oregon, each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. It's an alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things. It mixes well with other things you like to smoke. Each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor and cannabinoids. It's organic. It's all that shit. Anyway,
why don't we spark up some fucking cushion?
Living in a single room with 3 other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two were female.
I love this song.
God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all 4 of them habitually smoke marijuana.
You have a lighter?
Reefers.
Yeah. Thank you, Ian.
Dude, best man.
Ian, you gotta stop with the music.
Yeah. Ian. But also, best band.
Hell yeah.
Here's the deal, guys. They have 2 lines of products. They have a 3.5 gram, a.k.a. an 1/8 nitrogen-sealed can of marijuana CBD buds that you can mix with anything else you like to smoke.
Ian just put his asshole up to them.
And they have a pre-roll of CBD joints that are a gram each.
Lord of mercy. Yep.
Both of these products come in three different lines in order of quality.
Three different lines, man.
Be careful there. Private Reserve, Ultra Premium, and Premium. And of course, there are six different choices of specific strains of full flowers.
I'm smoking that loud pack right the fuck now.
That can match any of your different moods, like relax, peace, create, hustle, energy, and dream.
And it's good to smoke on the beach.
And okay, our boy, Big Dick Bill Menaker, he's actually smoking Cushy Dreams right now.
Is that Cushy Dreams that you're smoking?
Yeah, you want some?
No. What? Not. Why?
I mean, it is.
No.
Yeah. Oh, give it to me then. Can I?
Anyway, all right, let me finish it.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead. I want to get a celebrity endorsement.
You go to
How good is the Cushy Dreams?
Pretty fucking good, bro.
You're nice, here first, folks. From Big Dick Billy Menaker.
Nice,
it's pretty
dude.
Fucking
Big Dick
good.
Bill!
So you go to cushydreams.com.
Oh, is that what you do?
Oh, my God. That's very funny.
Get his ass in.
No. Don't turn Ian against me.
Get his ass
Don't
in.
Don't turn Ian against me. It's been 10 episodes with Ian. You've never figured out that you could do that. I've been waiting for that. Oh my
God. The final chess move, sorry.
The final chess move. CushyDreams.com spelled K-U-S-H-Y Dreams. And at checkout, use promo code COMEDOWN for 20% off.
I'm gay.
Smoke your CBD because you can. Thank you, Cushy.
Want to hit the loud pack?
Sure.
Cushy Dreams?
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I love Cushy Dreams. And you know what else I love is you guys coming to see me do stand-up comedy and buying the 2022 Stabby Baby calendar, which is on sale now. Yeah, I don't exactly know when I'm good.
I'd like to thank you all for always being nice and great, and I appreciate the love. It means a lot.
You mean us, not the people who listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, shit, you're right.
And come see me. I don't know exactly everything yet. I don't know the exact dates, but I'm coming to San Diego, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Sacramento, Austin, Dallas, fucking everywhere, Chicago, I think Missouri. So come, go to stabby.biz/tour. New dates announced. Go check it out.
I'm opening a COVID vaccine truth or Substack.
That's awesome.
Oh,
$100 a month.
Yep. Oh yes.
And I'll tell it like it is.
Everyone.
That shit gives you AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What?
That's post number one. Yeah. Unlocked for $250.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I have cash. Can I just give it to you now?
Yeah. Dr. Fauci might have fucked those dogs also.
He probably did for
$300 to hear the story.
And I actually have an exciting announcement. I am.
Say we go somewhere else.
That's a huge God. Bitch.
That's nice.
It doesn't even.
Even work. You should isolate it to "That's a huge bitch."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The line before it,
it always fucks the
fucks
timing
it
up.
The whole timing up.
It's a YouTube clip.
Anyway.
When you come back, you do the screen.
Don't you dare unplug it with your delicate little fingers.
You do screen recording and get the parts you want next time you come back.
Yeah,
for next time you live and learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Whatever. Okay,
I love you. No, that's a sound cue.
That's just exactly
punchy,
strong, fast.
Let Nick do the cues, okay?
To the point. No, let's let Ian do it.
Oh, that's fine. You're right.
We still got probably 40 minutes to crush here, so let's let him do whatever the fuck he wants.
Bitch.
You want to?
That's a huge bitch.
You want to tell us a little bit more about the book fair?
Yeah.
Tell us about seeing.
Yeah. See, we don't have to say his name, but what is?
Tell us
about. You already said Marty.
Oh, that was a made-up name.
Oh, okay.
Let's go
with Marty.
Let's go with Marty.
Also, when is this episode coming out?
December.
January 31st.
January
it's like late 6th. December.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Damn. All right, well, I'm going to be at the 9:30 Club in Washington, D.C. with the Pie Tasters, Cat Bite, and Kill Lincoln.
Nice, dude.
It's going to be dope. December 26th.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And I'm going to be in Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie. I'm going to be in Maine, Providence, and Vermont with Dave Attell.
Love it.
And I have more dates on my own, ianfidance.com. Subscribe to my Patreon. I don't have one, but that'd be dope.
Nice,
Venmo
bro.
Me.
Can you close the window? It's pretty cold.
No, I like the stuff. Fresh air.
You fresh air is nice.
Yeah, the fresh
keeps
air
keeps you sharp.
All right, I'll just,
keeps
I'll
you sharp.
Just you know, I was uncomfortable also, but now that I know it bothers you.
All right.
Do it. Get him. Go on. There you go.
No, you didn't even do it right. No, you're just getting bitch.
Bitch is good.
That's a huge bitch.
Bitch is good.
Bitch. Huge bitch.
No, this that's a huge bitch.
Adam, you're a
huge bitch.
He was, all right.
He was screen recording already.
Uh-huh.
Good job, buddy.
I'm learning.
Good job. That's what I say Ian, is he continues to learn. He works.
Mm-hmm.
He
works. I'm willing to evolve.
He loves to evolve.
I love to evolve. I love doing the work to evolve and push forward.
That's so fucking true.
But some other people would say that people never really change, and there's no such thing as evolution.
Who says that?
Probably.
I don't know,
that's
people.
A huge bitch.
Nietzsche.
What? What was that word?
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
Oh, did he say that?
No, but I imagine.
Did you learn that at the book fair?
Yeah. All right. So damn, he must have been sucking cock for a long time. Because you definitely aren't checking that book out. Yeah. You're going to every section of the book fair to suck cock.
Ian, just tell us about, like, you saw him at the book fair, the positions that you guys did.
Jesus.
No, come on. Let's get
we have a lot of closeted gay guys.
We have a lot.
Do you want to help these gay guys or not?
Help them out. These people are on the verge of suicide right now.
Yeah. Describe Marty's cock in detail or something. Somebody's going to kill themselves.
Ian walked up and he said, you know, I always hate it when there's a picture of a movie on the cover of the book. And you open it up and it's a book.
It's actually a book.
And he was like,
should have had fucking pictures. I'm not crazy.
Way. Books have pictures.
And he was like,
that
is true. That said, I never realized that until Ian said it to me. And then he put down the Jungle Book.
He's not necessarily reading that.
Yeah.
He happened to in this case, but it didn't necessarily have to happen.
An autobiography.
Yeah, Ian looks over his shoulder and he's like, man, is it just me or does Baloo look hot in that coconut bra?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That must have
it's
been
almost like guys can be girls sometimes.
That must have been a big moment.
And if they're technically girls, you can suck their cocks and you're not gay.
Yeah.
In fact, you're super straight.
And this is Delaware, 1987.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ian was like, you know, because we're in Delaware, we can blow each other and we don't have to pay sales tax. Yeah.
We can start an LLC.
He's like, that's a really good.
Oh, fuck.
God, I didn't even know that loophole.
That's an awesome loophole.
You're blowing my mind right now.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be.
Damn, Eldis, you got the cumin going crazy over there.
Yeah, what are you cooking? A fucking chicken tikka masala?
You're smelling cuminy like a bitch.
Yeah, it's a bit much, Eldis.
Smells like new faces in the kitchen. Yeah.
Very nice.
Smells like that vulture list.
Smells like smells like a writer's room. Yeah. In there.
Smells like a very funny TV show. Why are you shaking your dick like that?
Yeah, you have your hand on.
Yeah, you're pinching
specifically your.
You're
penis.
Pinching the head of your.
I
dick.
I can't see it. I'm over here.
No, he's like waving his dick.
Because I'm like I'm laughing so much I'm sweating. Oh. So I was like trying to.
Well, maybe you should be wearing a full pajama.
Yeah,
set
you're
right
the
now.
Asshole in full pajamas. You could have been wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
Well, you're right about that, but I was very comfortable.
All right. And why is your penis, though?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
That still doesn't explain why you're gripping.
No, because I was airing my crotch out, you know?
Okay.
Because I'm around my boys, I like to giggle.
I love That's to giggle true. With the fellas.
Right?
There's nothing better.
Nothing better than giggling
it's
with the fellas.
It's also okay if you were nervously shaking your dick. That's fine.
Yes, I do that, too.
Is that your tick?
I do. No, my tick is I shake my leg.
I have seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With your hand, you shake your leg.
No. I was just doing that with my
dick. My leg is constantly going. My leg's always...
Like a fucking grasshopper.
Yeah. Wow.
Restless
leg. Adam left the window.
I left that seat because I'm right next to the window.
Well, now you're really
hot.
He's
obviously
he's hot
warm.
From his pajamas.
If you, why don't you scoot closer to Ian and the friction of him rubbing his leg against
Sit
you.
Sit on my lap and I'll warm you up.
We can have a book fair of our own, boys.
Yeah. I think that's a really desperate
Adam, you ever
appeal.
Want to read?
Why don't you sit on his lap?
Sure, so here's Ian and his friend having gay sex with each other at the book fair. You know what you call that?
What?
A reading rainbow.
That's pretty good.
Woo! There it is. Nicely done, brother. Woo! Nicely done, my friend.
Hell yeah.
That was excellent.
That was great.
Well, now I can check out.
All right, well, we're done now.
Yeah, put in your time card. Yeah.
I'm going to just kill about... I'm going to get 7 more minutes until the next ad.
No,
brother.
More.
We're cruising.
We're cruising?
We're cruising right along.
We got probably the book fair story, and then we're good on the read.
Yep, we get the read.
Hit the book fair again.
Come back to the book fair.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't given us a lot of, like...
Come back to the book fair.
Like I want. What was the homosexual foreplay and then the homosexual sex and like the topping and the bottoming and the power dynamics.
There's no penetration.
What does that mean?
No. In
now, are you guys prepubescent at this point? Or are you?
How old? What are you when you're like 11, 12?
I don't know. That's a gray area for some people.
I was jacking off at 11.
Yeah, I was.
No, I was not. I couldn't.
Yeah. Adam was definitely a child until he was about 17 years old. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He didn't have pubes.
Yeah.
Get pubes?
I got pubes 24 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't grow a beard until I was like 30.
I got it right after I got my license at 24. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And right after my mother stopped breastfeeding. He is still
loving it, dude.
Yeah, he liked the second tag.
Yeah. I love it. He just loves
to support stuff like that. He's a good guy.
Adam loves to support Super Organics.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Not only Super Organics, but also their new website.
Diet Smoke.
Diet Smoke, which is
Delta 8.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
not marijuana.
Which is weed you could just buy legally.
Yeah, the Delta, it's getting to the point now where it's like the fake weed is like that soaking thing Mormons do.
Yeah. Delta 9 is definitely you.
Wait,
with
and
your
this
dick
is
in
a certain type
pussy.
Of smoke?
Yeah, so,
and your friends
so these guys
is
super
it
organic.
Smoke on the water?
All right. You want to know the answer to the question or not?
Can you cut the thing?
Yeah, cut that for a second. That's got to be a euphemism for book fair action.
Book fair.
You want to go have a smoke on the water?
Yeah.
We're going to share a cigarette on the riverboat.
Your dick is the smoke. Yeah. The water is you piss in a little piss in a little bucket, and your dick is floating on the piss, and the bottom sucks your dick. That's a smoke on the water.
Oh, yeah.
Smoke on the water.
Yeah, nice.
I'm sure you've been on both
sides
of that.
Smoke on the water is just getting your dick smoked while you sit on a rock.
Mm.
Okay. I would like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Diet Smoke, it's super organic. The thing, these guys...
These are some good guys.
Yeah, the Kratom stuff, they have like 9 different websites.
And
which
is... I'll tell you something, as a lover of their product, I was the first to jump on the Diet Smoke bandwagon.
Yeah.
And I take it and... I took it to be like, well, kind of, I don't want to go the full bore.
Mm-hmm.
Took one of those bitches. Let's just say I was having a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was basically, and maybe we're not supposed to say this, I was essentially high on marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read the copy. I don't know what we're allowed and not allowed to say.
Wait, what is this?
You're
thing?
Basically buying weed for real. Now.
It is a. It's not
it's
marijuana.
It says, "Feel free to
but
riff on
not.
The intro."
Well, we're riffing.
We're riffing
in a major way.
First of all, the Super Organics. The main thing is the kratom, I guess.
And you want to do that?
And will this show up on a drug test?
Kratom
as weed. This super 8 stuff.
I mean, I have...
Oh, that's a great question.
I have no idea.
Delta 8 metabolizes in the same way that Delta 9 does in the human body. Therefore, there's no way for drug tests to tell the difference between the two cannabinoids. If you're regularly drug tested...
That's good. That's good
we
news.
Recommend against using Delta 8. This is straight up weed, bro.
Oh, my God.
They're basically like, yeah, you'll fail a drug test.
Sky check Xandar.
No one... Okay.
That's, you've got to be kidding in Italian.
That's
nice, bro.
Most of this joke is visual.
So
you brought a book that has funny pictures.
But you could speak it. Sky Sketcher Xandar.
That right. sounds nothing like Italian.
Yeah. And you're Italian.
You're really forcing this. Can I just say something? You're
where?
Forcing the whole Italian thing, Ian.
No, I'm embracing
you're Delaware
my
trash.
Culture.
You're white trash from Delaware.
I'm Italian.
When was the last time a relative came from Italy?
Bro, never.
What do you mean?
When was the last time there was even a relative that came to visit?
Have
I ever met any relatives from Italy?
Yeah.
No.
Do you have any?
They're all dead.
Okay.
Wow, so you, Sav, that kind of backfired for you.
Yeah.
No,
I'm trying to keep their memory alive.
He has them, he just doesn't know them. They didn't all die. He just never met his fucking...
Let's talk about Super Rare. let's stay on topic. Yeah. Kratom.
Hey.
Kratom is like, so heroin would be actual Italians, And Kratom is Ian and his
Ian,
family.
Yeah, exactly.
Kratom is right. A Metagon.
Yeah,
right.
It's the gay version that only kept the loud part of the culture.
Yeah.
Everything else is, you know.
A disgrace. To the old stock.
He doesn't even talk with his hands because they're always filled with other men's cocks.
Because they're always reading.
Yeah. Hey, listen, half the time, a woman's pussy.
Mm.
Yes. Or a woman's cock. To give you full...
They're always full.
Because I'm not trying to paint you as a homosexual. You're a bisexual.
No, I'm not. I'm a bisexual. Yeah. I'm with a gal.
Cool.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. But at any minute, that cock hunger could strike.
I feel like you're not werewolves.
Yeah. Like, you know. But no.
What?
I feel like you're not doing enough for the bi visibility movement.
Yeah, there's a lot of bi erasure that happens.
There is a lot of bi erasure that happens,
and I do speak out about it.
Well, real quick, Super Organics,
right?
Which you can go to getsuperleaf.com. Getsuperleaf.com to get the kratom.
/ Cumtown.
Here's the thing. These are two completely separate companies, even, I think. Okay. But there's one guy I talked to. He asked me about buying separate reeds for the... And I said, I'm too tired to figure that out.
Right.
So I'll just give you free reeds for both of your companies on that.
Perfect.
Same thing. I said, I'm going to check with the Cushy Dreams guys to see if they're okay with a competitor.
Right.
And I forgot to send that email.
Hey, and what are you going to do?
So you're just going to...
Well, they're not. They're not competitors because Cushy Dreams is for the adults that smoke their CBD.
And they're sick and tired of vaporizing candy.
And this is for the babies that want gummies.
So,
they're not competitors at all.
And so you know what my problem with edibles.
No, so this is actually weed.
Sometimes you get so high, it can be difficult to control to dose it right. There's nothing worse than being baked out of your mind when you didn't plan on it.
Right.
I'd say being violently raped in prison.
That's probably way worse.
You're just dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually do that quite a bit, actually. I get way too high.
Violently raped?
No, I get high all the time, and it's never felt like getting raped.
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you eat it, there's no going back. You sit there suffering, stoned out of your mind. That's when I decided I needed the perfect medium high. I hit up my friends at Diet Smoke for their delicious Delta 8 THC gummies.
Mm-hmm.
Diet Smoke isn't light, it's just right. The Goldilocks of, smoking
fake weed.
Yeah.
Mm. And also, that is psychoactive, and Cushy Dreams is non-psychoactive.
It is not.
Mm.
What's the difference?
I just said it.
Mm. Mm. We should probably not mix the two.
Right. We particularly shouldn't say the other brand's name. Mm. We definitely probably... And if anyone has a problem with that, we have a gun.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So and try us, fucking pieces of shit.
It's also...
Suck our fucking dicks, fucking gay-ass companies. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you do want an assortment, right?
You definitely want a couple of different brands.
Because if you're a fan of this show, when all of your friends come over, you're going to want to have options.
For sure.
Right. Yeah.
And not just your friends, but the girls.
The girls you're fucking.
Yeah, you're going to want to have.
Go to dietsmoke.com and use the promo code Cumtown, Cumtown for 20% off your order.
And also go...
Wait, hold on. Then it says that's 20 off.
20%.
So I think they...
That's I think it's 20%.
Cumtown, it says go to dietsmoke.com and use the promo code Cumtown for 20% off your order. That's 20OFF. So they spelled the discount.
Mm-hmm. So you know how to say it.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cover all their bases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, we want you to go to getsuperleaf.com/cumtown for 20% off your entire order.
Right.
And the promo code for that is also cumtown. So that's getsuperleaf.com/cumtown, promo code cumtown for 20% off.
Yeah.
And
that's so fucking true.
Yeah, that's true. And so back to that book fair, quickly.
Let's hear
the rest of the story. So you see him. He's looking hot. It's fifth grade.
Yeah,
he's fifth grade hot.
What's he wearing? He's wearing a bugle boy?
Prepubescent or is there a split? He's a fully grown man. You're a child. You're a child.
No.
Totally,
you're same at the beginning of puberty.
Same.
Mike,
totally same.
Awesome.
Totally the same.
And the vibes were right, and you guys left the
Did you guys
library?
In grade school have to shower with other
Absolutely
guys?
Absolutely not.
No, just with the guy teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watching you?
No, shower with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Naked.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, it was joking.
No, the only public.
No, don't make a sound cue.
Yeah.
If you had it, you should have done
it's
it.
It's off, too.
My
battery is dying.
You can't take a 7-second beat.
Take the cord away.
Just repeat it again. Which one were you going to use?
That's a huge
curb.
Bitch.
Yeah, you're going to use curb. Okay.
So you had to shower with other children?
Dude, it was we went to like a all boys school, and as like part of the health code or whatever, you had to shower after gym. And that was
it
like
was a Catholic
school. Yeah, like you
and that started
and
gay shit up.
You went
to
an all boys
mind?
Catholic school.
Was it a Catholic
when I was
school?
Like,
or?
For a couple grades. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then.
What's the deal with Catholic school? It's like
hated it.
It's private school or
it's private.
Okay.
We all hated it, so we would just like wash our heads in the sink and then put our clothes on and be like, we showered, and then you would get a detention if you got caught like not showering. It's like very weird.
Do you have to go to church in the school?
Well, you have like religion classes, church services.
You probably had chapel at the beginning.
Yeah,
of the day.
And then during like Lent and Advent, they'd have church before school at like 7:30 in the morning on like Tuesdays and Thursdays, and some of us would go that were trying to repent for this.
I always wanted a uniform. I thought that would be cool.
Yeah,
just all black suits with little caps with skulls and bones on them.
Oh,
that'd
yes.
be a cool school.
Like a Nazi uniform.
Like, yeah. Well, I wasn't even thinking about it. No, it's
kind of
I was imagining it just like
an SS uniform.
Now that I think about it, yeah. Yeah, with the Sig runes. Yep, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, they had skulls on their hats.
Maybe a different uniform.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah.
That is the one you were thinking.
Maybe it's just a baseball cap with a swastika on.
Yeah.
Damn it! You turned my. I had a sound cue.
Oh, that. Well, that's just a baseball uniform.
Go ahead. I'm sure it would have been perfectly timed. Had I not just a luminosity ad plays for 5.5 minutes.
Go ahead, Ian.
Never mind.
No. You have to do it.
So it turns out that your private Catholic schoolboy uniform is a Nazi uniform.
What? Oh, he's okay. All right, just go back to this.
Oh my god, dude.
Get back to this hot gay story that we're asking.
You ever fuck like a Chinese guy that's really good at karate?
Have you?
Is this story technically child?
No. But I did ask.
Let me do this. Do me a favor. Fuck a Korean guy. Let me know how it is. You all right? He just hit his funny bone.
I'm sorry,
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
Yeah. Have you ever fucked a Korean guy?
He was Asian. I don't know if he was Korean or Chinese, but he was
dressed as a
girl overseas. Oh.
You can't tell by the asshole.
No. Yeah. We didn't get that far.
Oh, that's a shame.
We didn't get that far. No, we fooled around and I came very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
So Ian's behind him, and then the Asian guy goes, Chinese fire drill. And he runs around and fucks Ian in the ass.
Fuck. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys make the dragon together?
What's that?
You know, the big dragon they walk around.
I thought there was like a sex move.
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So back to the Chinese guy. So
wait, hold on. Question.
Yeah.
None of you guys ever fooled around with a guy when you were younger?
No.
That's a very normal childhood thing for like boys to like fool around once or twice and just like never again.
I've told this story before, but I asked my neighbor when we were both 5 to show me his cock.
Right.
Yeah.
So I shot my shot at being gay, but I failed.
And he didn't do it.
And he was like, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you feel? Like rejected?
I was like, all right, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I did it mostly as like a rebellious thing because we had just that day in school, they had told us don't show your privates to a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
They taught us that it was like bad to show people your cock.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, maybe me and this guy could show each other our cock. Maybe there's something cool about it.
Yeah,
they're not telling us about.
Well there is.
But yeah, unfortunately, dude.
Yeah.
After that, my confidence was shaken, and I never did any gay shit.
But see, I think a lot of kids do that, a lot of guys do that, and then they think that it makes them gay, and then they have that in their head for like the rest of their life.
I
and
agree.
It totally does not.
Right? Yeah. No, I mean, I've told this story before, and I don't. I don't want to blow up anybody's spot, but there was like a older, it was like his aunt lived in the neighborhood. He would come visit an older kid, and he would be like, let me suck your dick.
Right.
And I let him do that a bunch, but then he would be like, he'd be like, you know, you do it to me. I'd be like, no, I'm not doing
it. Yeah,
right. Weird. And then,
so you,
I dodged
vibes.
A bullet.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He was like, your bitch, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, I think I mentioned this before. One time he had like a little sister, because that kid must have been getting like fucking molested or something.
Probably
yes. Yeah.
And he had like a little sister, and I remember one time he had her squat over his head.
Oh no!
On like a transformer, you know those like transformer boxes.
Yeah.
And piss into his mouth.
Whoa!
Broad daylight.
Whoa.
And then he was like, try it. It tastes like beer. And it's like, well, you shouldn't be drinking beer.
Yeah. Damn. This kid was getting fucked.
Jesus Christ,
poor fucking kid.
But he probably thought you were a cool guy if he wanted to suck your cock.
Yeah. I mean, it made, you know, give me the opposite, a lot of confidence.
I wish some guy wanted to suck my dick when I was a kid.
And then you get older and you're like, that you find out that's gay and you're like, damn.
Wait, that doesn't count?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It just seemed like an awesome thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like an awesome little trick.
Mm-hmm. No, I do.
So many guys.
I know what you're saying, but I know a bunch of people that have been like, yeah, I've sucked a dick one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
they're
I think
straight people.
Also,
yeah, it did fuck with me, but I remember
of course.
There was like an anonymous confession website, like
Post
a
Secret.
Long time ago, like 2000. Yeah, I forget the name.
Remember
of it.
Post Secret?
I don't, but that wasn't it. And
girls were really
like 95% of them were just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I was like six, I sucked my cousin's dick, and now I want to kill myself.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, just a lot of people like that.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. No.
And then I was like, oh. Well,
I think I was just a coward.
Yeah.
Because I tried with that one guy, and then I never tried. And then I never. I had a weird like. My partner, I think I mentioned this before, my partner in kindergarten.
Oh, so you had a
husband.
You had
like
a life
a husband.
Partner.
Yeah.
No. Like, she was a
you
weird
like
little
a,
white trash girl.
Like a civil union.
I wish.
Oh, so she was, like, woke, so you called her partner?
That's what we called each other partner. No, she was, like, so.
Are you my girlfriend?
She was, like, so.
His partner.
Yeah.
And then she found out her clit was bigger than yours, and she broke up with you.
No.
Oh.
My dick was the same size it is now. Thank you very much. A fully adult man's penis.
I thought you were going to say.
I don't have
like
a child's penis. I don't have a baby's penis.
That
I had a full-grown penis as a baby.
That has to have happened to somebody where they had like a small adult's penis growing up.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like never having a growth spurt.
Yeah.
I mean, literally that. But
Yeah. That's true. It probably definitely has.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I remember a kid I knew, like a girlfriend was like, oh my God, he has a huge penis. It's like an
and then
adult.
Ian just turned into a like a dust cloud outline.
And then I heard a rumor in high school that he had like a massively small penis.
Wow.
I was like, oh, I guess he just had.
They should say
adult.
It that way. That sounds cool.
Yeah,
what?
He's got like a massively small penis.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
he's got like a monster.
Yes, it's like a compliment.
It's
yeah.
a creep. It's like a Nosferatu.
He's got a monster small dick.
Yeah, oh, cool.
That's funny.
Dude, that's awesome. That's me.
Also, another weird thing that happened, this there was like this rumor about this girl that was like a slut, and she like ate M&Ms out of this guy's ass, and I was like, oh my God, she's such a slut. What a gross fucking
peanut
slut.
Peanut or regular?
I don't know. But it's like, why did everyone hate her and think she was a slut? And not
here
be like,
is.
Yo, why are you asking someone to eat M&Ms out of your ass?
Misogyny.
Yeah, can you dress up like Santa and eat M&M's out of my
up,
ass?
That's messed up, right?
And misogyny,
say,
brother.
And say, they do exist.
Yeah.
Just the red and yellow M&M being like, how the fuck are we going to get out of here? They're just in an ass. They're like, what is this commercial? And he's like, well, in high school, I thought that was common. My friend told me a lot of people blow each other, so I figured it was pretty common that people ate M&Ms out of each other's asses. And now I'm a creative director.
And we're so happy to have you here.
And my name is...
What?
Is
was going to say my name is Bethy.
You're bad with a microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Your job is exclusively on microphone.
I know.
You're both a stand-up comedian and broadcaster.
Because when I laugh, I move my hands like that. And I laugh.
We heard a funny story about a, I'll say his name or not, but Stav, what do you...
What guy?
About what?
Ooh. About...
I would say no. I'm gonna go with no.
Our friend blowing some set because he held the mic.
Oh, yeah. Forward. I don't want to... Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But what it's a pretty disappointing... Funny. But it's funny because I've always... When I did stand up, before I quit to explore what happened, you know, in elementary school with my friend. But,
do some deep thinking.
Yeah, no, I would always
reread your past.
Yeah, because I would always just hold a mic on my chin,
right?
So I know I'm talking into it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would tape sets, and you like can't see my mouth.
Yeah.
And it kind of fucks up. You know, your sets. So anytime I saw somebody that could hold a mic, you know, further away, I'm like, I should figure out how to do that, but.
I used to do that because I used to hold the mic in one hand and like walk around and I would hold it down and kind of like yell, but now I hold. What are you laughing at?
I used to need a hand free to do fucking somersaults.
Mm. Yeah, now I'm hands free so I can be as Italian and gay as I want.
Now Ian brings his own Janet Jackson style microphone.
Yeah, I have it at ear set, choreographed dances. It's amazing.
Yeah, man.
But I'm sorry to cut you off, Ian.
No, it's all good. That chili smells so good.
Yeah, Eldest is getting busy in the kitchen.
Well, Eldest is gone now. Are we going to go get marshmallows?
Oh, yeah, we're going to make a fire.
You're
in
fucking
the backyard.
Pajamas, dude. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can change out of the pajamas.
He's got a robe and boots he can put on.
I got robe and boots.
That's true.
Go out back.
You got to get on the pajama train, dude.
I'm not fuck with pajamas. I'm not anti-pajama.
It feels so good to shower and put on like clean pajamas.
Do you have multiple sets?
I really don't like. I don't like.
You don't like pajamas.
No, I don't like the idea of them.
Yeah. Why? I'm with you.
I have to sleep in like just underwear.
Actually, I'm with you, but I think in terms of evening loungewear, I like the idea of being in my house at 8 p.m. Nothing to do.
Mm.
Fresh shower.
That's what men used to do.
And I like it. Yeah. I feel like I'm
take them off
becoming
and fold
an old
them.
Man, yes.
Take them off and fold them before I get pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not getting pussy.
I have a
juice.
Big coffee thermos I carry.
We talked
with.
About it, but I don't really like. I get sometimes when I get too comfortable, I feel like claustrophobic.
Yeah, see, I love getting.
Is that when the thoughts come back?
yeah, but more like I feel
over,
like I'm in like a coffin.
No one's home.
Yeah,
Nick is a shoes in the house guy.
Yeah, fully clothed. Yeah, even at home alone, I'm like.
He can't really chill.
I'm never,
yeah.
That's crazy.
I take a shower, I get dressed immediately.
What about slippers?
That's
would you put on slippers? Wait, what do you do?
Yeah, I get dressed immediately.
After you shower?
After I shower.
In his own home.
When you're wet.
Yeah.
In his own home, like he's,
Like
he's splitting a hotel room with his friend.
I do that, unless it's nighttime. But I immediately get dressed afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't walk around like in my underwear.
It's kind of weird that guy, Hugh Hefner, he only wore pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he didn't leave his house.
So he was only
at
home.
Agoraphobic.
He was a shut-in.
He was?
Yes. I don't know.
He didn't really leave. No, I mean, when he left his home.
He lived with a bunch of whores.
That's pretty sick.
Why would you leave?
He had everything he needed.
He would just send a whore on an errand.
He'd wear pajamas and fuck his whore.
My favorite thing about him was that he had like scheduled relationships.
Yeah,
you're like,
really?
This is my girlfriend for like 6 months.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then you get traded out for somebody else.
The main model. The main one was Heidi.
I remember.
Yes.
And I jacked off to Kendall as well.
Ken doll?
No. She was a woman.
You jerked off to a Ken doll?
Yeah.
She was a
He's
woman.
Like, wow, bro. Finally a man with a smaller penis.
I've seen at least like a couple pictures of people online.
Instead of Fat Barbie, they should have just done Fat Ken with money.
Yeah.
Fat bald Ken.
Yeah, baby.
But he's nice to Barbie. That
but he's cool.
Story.
He's nice. Yeah. He knows good restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
he gets you an Uber home because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Fuck. This mic, man.
Dude, have you ever tried slippers indoors?
And whose fault?
Would you wear slippers?
I don't like them, dude.
No?
Yeah.
You got to wear shoes.
Well, yeah, I have to be fully dressed. I don't like not having.
Yeah,
right.
Nick is a zipper down sex guy.
Yeah,
what's that?
I pull my dick through the
zippers, through fully the zipper dressed. Hole. Yeah,
when you're doing it in public or at home?
At home.
At home.
Yeah. What?
He would never do it in public. He's not a degenerate.
Yeah, I'm not a degenerate. In fact, even at home, I often don't.
Yeah.
Wait.
He doesn't have socks.
Even when you're doing it missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You leave your jeans on.
I'm completely clothed.
Shut up.
He is, dude.
He is.
Why are you laughing at him, dude?
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing with him.
I'm laughing with him.
Because he's a hole in the front and I have one in the back.
At any of your stuff.
I have a zipper in the back. Why I'm laughing?
I hate like a nice sweater. Like when you have to wear a sweater to like Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
Really makes me uncomfortable.
Really? What would you rather wear?
What's that?
Parka?
What would you rather wear? Just a t-shirt?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, just, you know, jeans and a t-shirt.
You never like to throw on a nice little sweater?
No, you might have to wear it. Like when I had to go, the last time I had to wear a suit was for Racine's wedding, I think. Mm-hmm. And it, just super
uncomfortable. Oh, dude, a suit, you feel fucking awesome.
No, I hate it. I don't like.
You feel like fucking James Bond, Keanu Reeves, fucking mafia guys. A lot of cool guys wore suits.
Mm.
You never feel like fucking, not James Dean, fucking Dino Martin, Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Hey, Mambo Italiano, go.
That's awesome, dude.
That's Rosemary Clooney, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. That's not Dean Martin. Yeah. It's a woman.
Dean Martin does Mambo Italiano.
I'm sure there's a recording.
I'm sure he's covered it. Yeah.
Well, you are Italian, I guess.
Yeah, I would be the one that knows.
Yeah. Mambo Italiano was what they called their relationship with the book fair guy, his African boyfriend.
That's very good.
That's the only. I can only riff on that topic.
That's perfect.
Until we mine the book fair,
we have so much. We've barely taken a bite out of the book fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant turkey leg, and we've nibbled.
You got to leave them wanting more.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be like, no. You got to leave him.
You know, just dive into the book fair.
Dive in. Oh, you're right. We're going
to
have you back.
You know what you call a guy you're about to cruise at the book fair?
What?
A bookmark.
Nice.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
We're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, Ian, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the sleepover, too. This has been fun.
Yeah, it's good
thank
to
you
have
to you, the listener.